I did, and I think I went to Cummings one time. I said, Brother Copeland's going to fire me, sure as the world. And so when I got in the parking lot, some brother said, I'll park your car, go on. And I was glad he did. Well, we had a good time last night, and we had a good time this morning. And I'll be honest and truthful to you. I love God. I've been, I don't want to say in the way, because some people have been in the way and they already got out of the way. But anyway, I found God when I was 14 years old. I found my wife when she was 14. We got married when we were 17. She passed away when she was 79, 2015, and left me by myself. So I've been traveling the road some by myself, but you know, God's still good to me. God's never done me anything but good. And I serve him because I love him. And I want you to know that tonight, God is good to us. I'm telling you, God's good to us tonight. God's good to us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Woo! My Lord have mercy. Brother Copeland, I love God. You know, I might be a little over 60 years old. What y'all laugh for? But I'm going to tell you right now, I still got some spunk about me. I'm going to tell you. Now, I might be right on the edge of 82 years old. But I believe, honest to goodness, I could outrun you, some of you. I know I could. Because some people can't work, much less run. Hallelujah! I reckon I loved it so much, I worked till I was 78, and I didn't retire, they retired me. But I was so glad I retired when I did, because I stayed right under my good wife for some about two and a half years before she passed away. But anyway, we'll get off of that subject tonight. I came here to worship God, and I didn't know where I was going to have to preach on the telephone. Or where I'm going to be able to get here and preach. But I do appreciate Brother Copeland asking me to come. And I've been here a number of times. But thank you, Brother Copeland, for asking me to come here. Now, I got a new set of teeth. And the bottom one don't want to stay in. Hallelujah to God. I mean, I think I might get super glue and super glue them in, you know, or something. Man, I tried to eat barbecue today, and my teeth went this way and went this way. And I said, I'm going to eat it anyway. Because there's a way of taking them out, you know. Hello? But let me talk to you tonight a little bit, just a little bit on Colossians 2. Brother Hush last night kind of touched on this, and I thought, no, just be quiet, Brother Hush. I said, because you're going to get into my message, sure in the world. But Colossians 2, 6 through 10, and 6 of the chapter says, as ye have, therefore. That's what it's there for. Therefore. Receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him. That's the only way I know. Brother, would you pray? Amen, and you may be seated. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I myself want to talk to you tonight, and I hadn't got to the point yet, but I will go down to the, let's go down to the 9th verse. For in him, Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. I'm going to tell you, when you married your wife, it didn't complete. Hallelujah. When you had your children, that didn't complete. When you went to Walmart, that didn't complete. When you went to your job, that didn't complete. But what did complete is when you were baptized in the lovely name of Jesus and was filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Filled with the Holy Ghost. I'll take the bottom ones out and leave the top ones in, because I can't talk with them things laying in there. I'm just going to get them out of the way and be done with it. Hallelujah to God. Might as well. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. I learned to worship God a long time ago. God gave me power. God gave me love. God gave me grace. God gave me glory. God gave me power. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. If you don't like this, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. If you don't love apostolic, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. If you don't love God, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Hallelujah to God. I tell you, I love God today. I love God today. I want God to bless me today. Hallelujah. You know, I'm telling you, this is good stuff. You know what? I'm telling you, this is better than Cairo syrup. Oh, yeah, better stuff, isn't it? Hallelujah. Not half as dusty, is it? Woo! Man, I'm telling you right now, when I found him, one of my boys told me the other day, he said, Dad, I don't think I'm quite as strict as you are. I said, well, you ought to be. You were raised that way. I'll tell you right now, I'm telling you, I came to country, friend. I know how to stop syrup. I know how to stop gravy. I know how to worship God. I know how to love God. I know how to go to church. I know how to live for God day and night. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Hallelujah. I will give you something to live for. Hallelujah. Brother, you love God. Oh, I thought you did. I'm going to give me some load of suspenders sometime or another. Hallelujah to God. Why didn't you like Herman Talmadge pop them, you know? Lord have mercy. You know, I love this. I'm telling you, it excites me. You know, when I get in the pulpit, I feel like I'm 16 years old. And when I get up the next morning, I feel I'm 90. Hallelujah to God. I love God's power. Oh, yeah. Acts 4:12 said, neither. You did get that, didn't you? Neither. I guess that means there's nothing else, you know. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. When you get it, you're complete. You're complete when you get it, friend. Yes, you are. You're complete when you get it. Revelation 11 says that saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There's nobody beside me. You will never find anybody but him. I never have found them. But I found him. I found him. I found him to be what he is and what he said he would be. Hallelujah to God. You know, I look at Esther. And Esther, I'm not going to read everything now. But if I do, I'll tell you, maybe we'd be here for a while. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to try not to hold you but about 2 hours. And then I'll preach a little while. But anyway, hallelujah to God. No, I'm not going that far. I don't think I will. And Esther, you know, some people, my nephew said his pastor told him one time, said, you know, an old barn looks better with a little paint on it. My nephew looked at him, he said, but my wife's not an old barn. Hello? So what I'm trying to tell you don't have to need anything else but what I've told you just a while ago. You don't need anything else. You don't need what the world's got. You don't need what the ball games have. You don't need what everybody wants you to get a hold of. Esther, she didn't like anything. You know, I found my wife in a prayer room. You keep up with me, you're doing good, but I'm going to tell you that right now. But you know, some people try to find a wife and a husband in some other places. It won't work. You can't put an ox and a donkey together, can you, brother? You know, my pastor got a long-legged guy once, and he said, now watch this. And he's about 4'8", I think. He said, now watch him step. Well, he couldn't step that far. So you can't put them yoked together. You can't put them together and think they're going to work it out. You can't find a disbeliever and a believer together and think it's going to work real well. It won't work. It won't work. You know, Mordecai, I kind of watched after her. And the Cumberland, the watching over the women, you know, kind of watched after her. Here comes some. I don't want to do it, but anyway, some of them come up. You know what I'm trying to say, kind of. Well, anyway, I can't walk that way. No way, I'm a man. I'm gonna tell you, if I had limp wrists, I'd put screws in them. Huh? No dumb donkey. I'm a wise Porterdale boy. I'm an inspector. You know, I kind of work in the garden. You know, I kind of see some of the things that goes on. I've been around a long time. You can tell. I mean, you know, if I got the Holy Ghost when I was 14 years old, brother, and I'm almost right on the edge of 82, that's getting on up yonder. That's about 60-something years, you know, that you've been around Pentecost, and I've saw Pentecost come, and I've saw Pentecost go. Did you hear what I said? You do it different than you used to do. No, you don't. No, you don't do it different, you know. You don't move it on landmarks. You still have the landmark. You know what I'm saying? You still got the landmarks. You still abide by the rules and regulations. Hallelujah. You still wear clothes. You still do it like you used to do it. We still have the gospel of the prophets, apostles, and Jesus Christ himself being the key, chief cornerstone. Somebody said he's my co-pilot. No, he's not. He's your pilot. He's the one that calls the shots. He's the one that said, be ye holy as I am holy. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't change this thing. It's still the same as it was yesterday, today, and forever. Just like it was. Just like it's going to be. We either get right with God or we don't go to heaven. We either get on the highway of holiness or we don't get on the highway of holiness. We got a choice. And Esther didn't, you know, she didn't like anything. The 14th verse said, in the evening she went, and on the morrow she turned into the second house of the women, to the custody of the king's way he wanted it to be, the chamberlain which kept the concubiners, and she came in she came in to see what was going on, and when she got in and the old king looked at her, she didn't look like the rest of them. She didn't walk like the rest of them. Right? Esther didn't look like everybody else. Yeah, but they talk about me. That's all right. They got to have something good to talk about. They make fun of me. That's all right. Let them make fun. They make fun of me too. I'm going to just be truthful to you. My children don't live strong enough that they ought to be doing. I'm going to just tell you that right now. You don't go down to bar rooms. Right now, Brother Hood said, you preach yourself out of where you go to church. I said, I think I do. I preached it out a long time ago. Well, if I could ever sell my home down in Marietta, Georgia, I wouldn't be down there either. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have to live the way they live. I don't have to go to the places they go to. I don't have to walk like they walk. Hallelujah. I don't have to talk the way they talk. I don't have to live the way they live. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I don't have to do it that way. I don't want to do it that way. I want to live holy if I possibly. I want to hold on to my integrity. One guy asked me down at my job site, he said, why do you always wear them long sleeves? Is it because your church? No, 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 stop right there. It's not because my pastor. It's because I want to do it that way. Don't blame everything on their pastor. Don't blame everything on their pastor. Stand up and be counted. Stand up and be a man and woman. Hallelujah. Be a boy and girl. Hallelujah. Say, I refuse to do it that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. One of your members was at Brother Hush, and I asked anybody, does anybody need the Holy Ghost? She raised a hand. She didn't mean to. And I kept trying to get her to come to the altar. After church, she came and said, Brother, I got the Holy Ghost. She said, I don't know why I raised my hand. Hey, don't raise your hand and say, I'm going to give $100 unless you want to give it. Hallelujah to God. I mean, just don't do that kind of stuff. Just full of good seed. Hallelujah to God. You didn't know you were going to hear all this stuff tonight, did you? Hallelujah to God. I love that woman. I'm telling you, she's all right. Hallelujah. But Esther didn't. She didn't need anything. Wouldn't it be good that we didn't need anything? That we were perfect and upright like Job, eschewed evil, and had what we needed. And you know, there's a man in the Bible, he said, I'm going to tell you, y'all can do what you want to. You can go what the way you want to go, but for me and my house. That's what Joshua said. Joshua said, I'm going to tell you something. For me and my house, we're going to serve God. We're not going to do it the way they do it. We're not going to live that way. We're going to walk different. We're going to talk different. We're not going to those places. We're not going that way. But something, we're not going that way.
No, we're not.
We're not going that way. I love living this way. I told him this morning, I said, you know, it's twice I preached today. And I told him this morning, brother, I told him, I said, look, it don't make any difference what everybody else does, but it makes a difference what I do. I can't live for you, and you can't live for me. But I've got a choice to make. I'm going to tell you, well, Adam and Eve had a choice to make. God didn't leave them just in the garden. He put something in the garden. If you don't want to do it this way, you can do it that way. And sure enough, she did do it that way. And you know what? You know, I look at a man and I said, come on now, come on. You know, you're supposed to be stronger than that. You're supposed to be the leader. And I know I had a good wife too. And it was hard sometimes. And she didn't want to go no other direction. I'm going to tell you, my wife's just full. You can understand. She was holiness from here to the sole of her feet. She was different than any of her sisters. She loved it. And she left me a letter, and my girls found it. And they also found a letter for the children. She wrote me a letter back in 1988, I believe it was, and hid it. And I found that letter as she passed away. And in that letter, do you think I cried? Yeah. She said, if I could come back in a healthy body, I'd marry you again. One of my twin daughters told me, hallelujah. One of my twin daughters told me, said, Dad, in a Father's Day card, she said, if there's a man of God anywhere in this place, it's you. Now, Brother Copeland, that's pretty strong stuff. You know what I'm saying? It calls you out to live hard. It calls you to have to walk hard. It makes you have to hold your head right. I'm telling you right now, folks, it's people looking at us. It's people watching us. It's people wanting to know, why do you live that way? Yeah, why do you live that way? If you don't live that way, shame on you. You don't need to leave here tonight the same as you came. Oh, hallelujah to God. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, All fear is gone. Hallelujah to God. I can't sing. I try to. The brother, he can. But I'm going to tell you, it's because of God. It's because of his presence. It's because of his love and mercy. He hung on the cross when I would have hung on the cross. He died for my sin because he loved me. And he did you the same way. So if we don't love him because of what he did for us, shame on us. Can you imagine a man, no sin, a man called Jesus Christ was Almighty God wrapped in flesh that hung on that cruel tree and shed his blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If I turn my back on him, I ought to go to hell. Don't get quiet. Just think about what I said. You are a blessed people. I'm a blessed man because God loves me. Bodily exercise, according to Proverbs, prompts a little. I go beyond a little. 3 miles 5 days a week. And do 100 push-up 5 days a week. On Friday, I do the same thing and exercise on 6 machines back there in that exercising room. Oh, no, it's not somebody where they dress half-naked and all that. No, no. It's Smyrna Community Center. Don't cost me a dime to go in there and walk up and on that track. Only $2 to exercise. That's pretty cheap stuff. That's pretty cheap. It don't cost you nothing to live for God. It don't cost you anything to really live for God. It just all depends on whether you want to live for God or not. It all depends on whether you made up your mind and want to live for him. I made up my mind a long time ago. Why not? Why not live for God? Why not go to heaven? Why not go to a place that a man died and you can kneel down before him and worship him in spirit and in truth? Why not? Why not be complete in him? She required nothing. Not anything. Just what Hagar, the king's cumberland, appointed. We don't have to do no more, really, than what the directions tell us to do. You don't have to go find a magazine. You don't have to find, excuse me, Playboy. You don't have to go find Peoples. And you don't have to find television. You don't have to find, you don't have to find all that stuff. You can find that. All you really need is in him. It's all in him. The fullness of the Godhead is all in him. What else do I need? You know, old Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, they told him, said, man, we don't need your meat. We don't need your food. We don't need what you got. We don't need your idol that you want us to bow down to. We don't need that. He said, if you stay around here, you will. They said, no, we won't either. Well, I'll throw you in the line then, Daniel. That's all right. God will deliver me. But you know, old Daniel went down that lion's den, and I wouldn't be surprised that when the Lord zipped up that lion's mouth and all that, he probably said, Rover, come over here, son, lay down. I got to have a pillow to sleep on. I wouldn't be surprised. But you know, Daniel slept that night, but the king didn't sleep. The king didn't sleep, but Daniel slept that night. Why? Because he was complete. He was complete in him. He told him other boys, he said, I'm going to tell you, now when all these horns and all these things start blowing and whistles start beeping around and all, he said, I want you on your knees. I want you to bow down. They said, no, 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 no. Shadrach, Meshach, no, 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 no. You know, the world wants us to bow down to them. The world wants us to do what they're doing. The world wants to give in. They want us to give in, rather. And you know what we need to do? Square our shoulders and say, not on your life. I am not going to give in. I'm going to hold on to my integrity. I am complete in Him, and I am not going to give up on God. Well, the horns blew, and well, he may put out some vegetables or whatever. And they said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. You just let us have pork. You just let, I don't know whether you like butter beans or not, but I like a soup in it, kind of, you know what I'm talking about? I like buttermilk cornbread, too. Uh-oh, that got quiet. I don't know who loves it or who don't. I don't, you know. But these old boys said, we don't need what you're trying to feed us. We don't need that garbage. We don't need all that stuff. Well, if you don't bow down, you know what's going to happen. We're going to heat the furnace up by 7 times hotter, and we're going to throw you in that furnace. Oh, really? That'll be all right. Our God will deliver us. Now, I want you to watch this. Saints of God, I want you to listen to it close, and your pastor's probably already mentioned this. There's no telling how many times it's been mentioned. They did not bow down. The men threw them into that furnace. It killed them. But do you realize the king was looking, and he said, hey, didn't we put 3 men down there? Yeah. He said, but wait a minute. There's something wrong. He said, I see another one walking down. It looks like the fourth one looks like the Son of God. What did he know what the Son of God looked like? Huh? Just because of the men, he saw the Son of God and saw. And you know what? Man, God didn't do a thing to turn that place into air conditioning. Oh, yeah. He don't have to go to Walmart to buy one. He knows how to do it by himself. Oh, he just cooled that baby down, you know. And he called him out of there. No smoke. No burn smell. No hair singe. And he said, no. Old king said, you know, I'm going to tell you, your God lived, man. I'm telling you, your God is your servant. He's really a big God. Oh, I know he's big because the Bible tells me that the earth is his. Hello, that's long-legged, isn't it? And then he even turned around and said, and heaven is his. I'm going to tell you right now, that's a big man to sit up on the throne up there in heaven, his feet touching the ground down here, man. I mean, I don't have to be afraid of nobody. Heaven, I mean, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. I mean, I'm telling you, we don't need to worry about what's going on because God is going to take care of it. Hallelujah to God. We don't need what the world's got. We don't need all that junk. I'm going to tell you right now, as far as I'm concerned, we don't need to have what even, so to speak, apostolic is going to. We don't need what they got. Well, I guess I ought to change that. We need what apostolic is, but we don't need to go the way that the apostolic's going. I'm going to tell you something else. It's not going to be very long. Mark my word. That you won't hear apostolic and Pentecost much longer. As some of our ministers years ago, the Church of God folks wanted them to come and have lunch with them and talk to them. My pastor, Brother H.B. Morgan, I don't know who you know him or not, he was in the crowd. When they got down to the headquarters, the ministers met them and showed them pictures on the wall and said, there's the church of yesteryear. Opened the door to the lunchroom and said, this is the church today. It didn't look like church. I'm going to tell you, Church of God, folks, years and years ago was a straight sack of people. I'm telling you they were. But now then, fashions have got us. Everything else has got us. The only thing about it is who is going to give in to it. You know, like a man told me one time, I used to travel 285 twice a day. And you better have the Holy Ghost when you travel 285 twice a day. Hello? You know, get home, you hadn't even got a bump on the front of the car. You know what I'm talking about? They just don't care out there no more. It's, you know, Herman Cain says there's a bunch of nuts out there. That's about the truth, too. And I was teaching Sunday school Bible class, and I made mention of that. This brother raised his hand, elder. He was older than I was. That's pretty old. And I wish y'all wouldn't laugh so much like that. That makes me feel like I'm an old man, you know. But he told me, he said, when something like that happens, you know what the ending is going to be. So why get involved with it? You know, if my fuse is about that short, I might get involved. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I don't say that I haven't got involved. I'm not going to say that. But I had to repent, too. I'm telling you. And sometimes we blame the devil with too much stuff. Sometimes it's just us. Just us. We live at church. We live at church one way and go home and live another way. But anyway, I'll get off of that. And but, you know, Acts 2 and 38, 39 will tell me the completion that we need to have. Oh, you said, I've heard that. I know how, what it says. Okay, that's fine. But sometimes I have to be reminded. You know, sometimes, because we have to be reminded what holiness really is. You know, I'm not saying holiness is always long sleeves and, you know what I'm saying? But it sure does help out. This brother told me, of course I ain't going to call his name, he probably wouldn't know him no way, but he is a friend of mine, but he told me, he said, God looks on the heart, and man looks on the outward appearance. I said, that's right, because man can't see the inward man, but he can see how the inward man is living on the outside. Hello? Guarantee you that. I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can clean the inside up, and the outside not be right. No, let me see. Let me get that better. Let me go a little different direction. How should I say that? You can clean the outside up and the inside not be right. But you clean the inside up and the outside is going to clean up if you let the Holy Ghost lead guide you. Huh? I was telling a German guy one time, I told him he was a preacher, and he said, I said, you can't clean a fish till you catch it. He said, I like that. I don't guess you can. But I said, now you catch that rascal, you can scale him too. You can bring him down to where you want to put him in the frying pan. I don't believe that you need to let people go no 2 or 3 years without telling them something. Give them a little bit of time. You know, they can't buy a wardrobe. They can't buy a wardrobe overnight. But the thing of it is, when I go to the store and begin to look around for a pair of blue jeans, I don't have to get a size 16. I need to get one that fits me. Let me let that alone. Woo! But see, we don't understand that we do gain weight every now and then. So if I wear 23 or 26 or 28 and I go to about 200 pounds that stupid pair of pants is not going to fit me except my leg. You know what I'm saying? So get a pair that, I need to get a pair that looks right. You know, I'm going to leave. Let me get out of that. I'm digging a hole I can't get out of, and I see that right now. I'm trying my best to, brother. I'm trying my best. But that's what I told my pastor. I said, some on that platform up there, they really do need to change some clothes. And I would say a little bit more, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants us to get out from under the holiest part of it. The devil don't care if you go to church. But he hates the name of Jesus. And he hates when you turn in and quit doing something. You know, if he's already got you, he don't need to worry about you. If he's already got me, he don't need to worry about it. He's got me. But here's the point. If I've got the Holy Ghost, good. But does the Holy Ghost have me? Huh? If it's got me, it's going to guide me, friend. I'm going to come out. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. Job said, no. Job said, I'm holding on to my integrity. I'm not going to give in. No, wife. I'm not going that direction. I'm not going to do it. The Lord give it. The Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I didn't bring anything in the world, and I won't take anything out of it. Man told his wife, he said, honey, when I leave this world, he said, I want you to put all my money in that casket with me. I'm going to take it with me. She said, okay, that'd be fine. I'll do that. So they put all the money in there. She wrote a check and put it in there and took the money back out. Devil don't mind you going to church, but he don't want you to take the church home with you. Zacchaeus, come down, because I want to go to your house today. Brother Copeland, I want him to go home with me tonight. I think he's going home with me tonight. I want to carry him home with me tonight. I want him to know that he's my best friend. I might have been late, but thank God, I think I've said a few things. I think I can go home tonight, and I think I can rest because I've told it twice here in the state of Georgia. Told it in Jefferson this morning at 2 o'clock, and sat down and ate a bite, and I don't know where I went. Brother Hush told me how to go, and I did. I went, sure enough. I went. But it was everywhere else but Buford, Georgia. I hope I don't do that on my destiny going to heaven, you know. I hope I don't mess myself up somewhere down the line and said, you know, let the devil distract me and carry me in another direction. I hope I don't do that. Does anybody need the Holy Ghost? Anybody need a touch from God? If you need a touch from God, why don't you come on down here? Hallelujah. If you need something from God, why don't you come down here? Hallelujah to God. Well, thank you. That makes me feel like you don't need anything. That's good. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Colton. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't we just kind of gather around, okay? That's the way I like it anyway. You know, kind of gather around. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Copeland now, okay? Hallelujah to God.
Come on, let's come forward tonight. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. We've heard from God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
just thankful for a preacher that'll tell you the way it is. Hallelujah. We don't want this watered down. We want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Holy Ghost fall. Holy Ghost fall. We're going to stand for what's right.